Hello and welcome. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is your host Ben from Blizzquake with a special guest Sarah on the show. Say hi to everyone.
Hello everyone.
Say hello again.
Hello.
Okay, say hello into keep going. Wait, say hi more.
Hello.
Okay, that worked. All right, cool. Somehow. All right. So, we figured out the technical difficulties. And yeah, thank you so much for joining. I don't know what's going to happen this week. Sarah has picked out a couple songs. I've picked out a couple songs. Sarah was very excited to join because what is it about your music taste that differs this week as opposed to last week?
It's somewhat normal, as Ben would say.
Yeah, it is somewhat normal. Sarah, little known fact about her, is someone who does not really take aux at parties, I would say.
Is not allowed to take aux at parties, I would say.
Is it something that you wish you had more of?
Sometimes I feel like I have songs that fit the vibe that are a little eclectic, but are frequently rejected by...
Yeah, by your peers and loved ones.
My fellow DJ here specifically.
Yeah, so, well, I guess you, listener, will be the judge of that tonight. So for the next hour, you will be hearing from me and Sarah. My songs are probably going to be the sadder songs, and Sarah's are going to be the weirder songs. So you can take some guesses. And with that, I will get started, and we'll come back to you soon.
Please don't go away. Please don't go away. Is this how it's supposed to be? Is this how it's supposed to be?
Hello, you have us back now, and I wanted to talk to you about, so I was hanging out with these people yesterday, and I don't really know how it came up, but we were talking about how long do they think, like, not in, like, a macho bravado way, but, like, how long do you think you could survive in the woods with your current skill set and no extra supplies? And I think, I went to, like, a camp that was kind of like a Boy Scout-esque camp, and I feel like I could, at most, and this being generous, 10 days. She said 30, and she was like, I could definitely survive 30 days. It would be like a retreat. Like, I would do yoga, like mud face masks, like that kind of thing. And I'm like, I don't think you get what the woods means.
That's such a long time.
Also, the reframing of being stuck in the woods to, like, wilderness retreat is a crazy thing to do. How long do you think you realistically have?
Well, I don't know. I'm not outdoorsy, but I also am not super outdoorsy.
Yeah.
I think that if I was not feeling confident about my skills to find food that wouldn't poison me, like 5 days to a week.
What's going to get you? Like, what's going to get you first?
Something will bite me. I'll sprain my ankle.
You're
going to
sprain your ankle
root.
For sure.
Yeah, and then
yeah.
I won't be able to walk, and it'll swell up and get infected if it's been cut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's what'll get me.
Because I was I think that people are overconfident about their ability to find water.
Oh, for sure.
Because I think
that limits you significantly.
It limits you significantly. Also, I think that, like, every single thing in the woods has, like, a gotcha, like a little mm-hmm. asterisk. Like, okay, yeah, you found water, but then it has, like, brain-eating amoebas in it.
Right. Is it actually drinkable?
No.
Who knows?
Never. It never is. If you think that you could... Okay, wait. What skills do you think that you have that... Like, what is your best skill for this?
That's a good question.
And what's your least good skill?
My least good skill is that I can't stand up on my own 2 feet.
Right. Other than that one, though.
Regular.
Like, what's your...
I don't think that I'm good enough at identifying things that are edible versus things that are not. I mean, I could look at some... Like, I just think I would eat a poisonous mushroom at some point.
Why would you go for the mushrooms if you're worried about that?
I don't think I would, but maybe I'd get desperate enough if I wasn't eating for 7 days.
I think I would walk in... slowly walk in circles. Like, I think... Mm. You know how, like, if you close your eyes, people, like, naturally walk in a big circle?
Oh, yeah.
I think I would do that, and it would even be a small circle.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's...
I don't have an internal compass, I don't think.
That would track, yeah.
Also, I would be like, wait, does the sun rise in the east or the west? Like, I would
lose your... That is one thing I could do. I'm good at finding directions. But, I don't know, all the rocks and rivers and trees probably all start to look the same after
yeah,
a while.
I think that's right. Well, if you're going to be stuck in the woods, you're probably going to want...
Some vegetables.
Some vegetables, right?
And why not grow your own? If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. Love radishes. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow to 6 marijuana plants per individual or 12 plants per household. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you also can have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Whoa, that's kind of cool. I think we should try that. If you grow your own fruits or vegetables, reach out in the chat and tell us about what is your number one growing strategy. And with that, we will play more music. All right, that song was called Red Jeep by Sidecar. I found that one today. Let me know what you think in the DJ chat. I think it's pretty good. I don't know. What do you think, Sarah?
I liked it, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to get a Jeep, red is the color.
Red is the color.
Everyone I know who has a Jeep, it's either red or white, and I feel like red is the better option. And that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, no, I haven't really thought extensively about what Jeep color I would get. But yeah, red is a good color.
Yeah, red's a good color. All right, this next song is made by one of my friends. It is called She Likes Robots by Box Out Music. He just came out with it, I believe, last Friday. He has a music video out, I think, for it. I think it's kind of funny. We'll see what you think. And with that, here it goes.
Thank you. It's getting hot and stuffy in this basement bar. My eyes begin to scan, but they don't get far. I start to calculate how much closer I can get to the average-looking fella chatting up a tall brunette. Now look, I've never seen somebody seem so disinterested. He talks about his stocks, but I can see she's not invested. She brushes off his bragging about cryptocurrency, and then she finishes her whiskey neat and stands right next to me. Okay, now I can't believe my eyes. In a room full of pennies, I found a straight-up dime. She likes her drinks with a bit of lemon and lime, and prefers her men to look like Optimus Prime.
She likes robots. She dressed like robots. She likes robots. She wants to grow. She likes robots. She dressed like robots. She likes robots. She wants to grow.
In her energy that sends my sensors flying. My circuits start to break, and she still isn't even trying. She invites me to her place for some chat and GPT. Says she thinks that she can make a better metal man out of me. Okay, now I'm not a new AI. I've been around the block, but I'm not past my prime. I've run this simulation 27 billion times, but under all these nuts and bolts, I'm still a normal guy.
To the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado. There's a tornado in my city.
In my city.
In the basement.
In the basement.
That shit.
Too hot to think straight.
Too cold to panic. All of the problems.
chew gum, pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be to the I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be take it to the flow now, ooh. Take it to the flow now, ooh. Oops, slice. To the flow now, ooh.
All right, that was Beyonce's Texas Hold'em, sorta. The rule is that I believe before 10 p.m., you are not allowed to play vulgarity on the radio waves. So you might have noticed my artistic muting of of certain words.
Neither of us knows the song very well. Neither of us knows the song very well. It was really an exercise in reading the Spotify lyrics and then frantically muting half a line every time.
I would also say the thing about that song is I don't even like it that much slash at all. So to the amount, the cortisol.
It quickly became not worth it.
It was not worth it at all. Sarah is the one who chose this next song.
Yeah, we're going to listen to Raspberry Beret by Prince. That is the next song? Yes.
That was the introduction you said you had to do for this song.
No, it wasn't. I didn't say I had to do an intro for this
yes,
song.
Yes, you did. You said you wanted to talk
no,
about
this
it.
This is a song that I picked because, to me, it is my, like, almost spring song. Mm. And I think that just comes from, like, senior year of college, still kind of COVID times, walking in circles and circles and circles and circles around campus with this on repeat when the weather was like a little warm and it was sunny and there were like starting to be leaves on the trees. So I don't know if it gives anyone else spring vibes, but that's what today feels like a little bit. And so here's that song.
All right. And you get to judge if you think that Sarah is full of nonsense or not.
This ain't the first time, ain't the greatest, but I tell ya.
All right. I hope that that evoked spring for you.
It did for me.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Would you like to introduce us to the next song? This is also a Sarah pick.
Yeah, Ben let me pick some songs, which was nice. I don't know about anyone else, but as we all know, St. Patrick's Day was yesterday. I did not go out this St. Patrick's Day weekend. I am not brave enough, I think.
do say more.
But I just the city just one year I'll go into the city. This was not the year. But I was very much in the mood to listen to some Irish music. I was in Ireland with a friend about a year and a half ago, and this next song, Galway Girl, was literally at every pub we were in for more than half an hour, we'd hear Galway Girl. So I always think about Ireland when I listen to this, and it's a beautiful country, so it's a nice thing to think about. And happy St. Patrick's Day.
All right. Yeah. Let's hear it.
I took a stroll on the old long walk of the day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day. And I asked her friend, what's a fella to do? But I'll take what I can get. So I'm knocking on wood and sleeping with clovers in my bed. And every time you're with me, I think, will this be the last? Oh, the last time we speak, the last time I hear you laugh. Darling, you know that I am still in love.
more late night calls. I've been building bridges while you're putting up walls. Now I won't play you my, oh, my favorite songs, 'cause I know you're gonna leave me. Don't wanna think of you and the wrong. Darling, you know that I am super in love. I give you all that I can't be with you. God knows I can't leave. Won't you put me out? Put me out of my misery.
Dying girl to hold you and make love. never can a fella name or call you. Barbarella, 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 Barbarella. When you left this town with your windows down and the wilderness inside, let the exits pass, all the tar and glass, till the road and skyline. The strangers in this town, they raise you up just to cut you down. Angela, it's a long time coming. In your Volvo lights lit up green and white with the city's own signs, but you held your course for some distant war in the corners of your mind. And from the second time around, the only love I ever found. Oh, Angela, it's a long time coming in. Oh! Were you safe and warm in your coat of arms with your fingers in fist? Did you hear the notes, all those static codes in the radio bits? The strangers in this town, they raise you up just to cut you down. Oh, Angela, it's a long time coming. Oh,
baby.
So the update here is that while those last two songs are playing, Sarah learned that her phone has stickers and effects, and you can use them to send your message with different emphasis.
I knew that my phone had stickers and effects, but I just never really looked into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
is that why you had to Google how to do it?
Yeah, because I'd never really looked into it.
Because you knew about it before?
Yeah, I knew about it before, but I'd never figured out how to do it. So now I've been having a great time emphasizing every single message.
Sarah's a big fan of the confetti.
Ben is sending me from 5 feet away.
Maybe less. Yeah, and with that, we are at the end of our hour. This is Ben and Sarah from Blizzquake. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And you will be seeing us, or me, probably me, who knows, next week. And we'll leave you with one or two more songs while we're waiting for the next person to come in. And we hope you have a great day.